very nice to see you all and to have this precious opportunity to teach the Lojong teachings for a period of 6 weeks. Today I want to give an introduction to the Lojong teachings and hopefully jump right in and start to teach on the slogans themselves. So we're about to begin a retreat together. The idea is to accomplish something that we all long for and want to do, which is to take a period of time, such as the 6 week period, and try to bring the living teachings into our lives on a daily, ongoing basis. Now, this is what we wish for all the time, how to make the teachings real in our life, how to discover the living teachings as something in ourselves, to discover the clarity and compassion that are within us, to actually find them in ourselves, rather than that we're studying a book or memorizing a list of slogans or trying to put into practice a technique so that we can get it right according to someone else's standards. So we are going to be reading books, at least one, more if you wish. And you are encouraged to refer to these slogans again and again on a daily basis. And there will be two meditation practices given, the basic sitting meditation as well as the Tonglen practice. But the purpose of this is to grow in trust in the clarity that is within us and the compassion that is within us. That is the intention of this retreat, to connect with our own compassion, self-compassion, and genuinely wishing to alleviate the suffering of others, and to connect with the clarity of our minds, the openness, the limitless spaciousness of our minds. Not someone else's mind, but our own. So it's a retreat where we're encouraged to use these particular body of teachings to connect with ourselves and to develop confidence and to develop trust in our own capacity to love and care and our own capacity to connect with the openness of our mind, the clarity of our mind, the uncaught upness that is available to us in the middle of all of our busyness and our schedules and our work and our family situations, to connect with the compassion that is within us, the love that is within us, and this capacity to find in the most difficult of times the clarity and openness of our being. Are you ready for this? So I should say that this is not easy. I don't think anyone in the room thinks it's easy, but maybe you think that the others do. And in preparing for this, I've been rereading all my favorite books on Lojong and working daily with the slogans and practicing a lot of sitting meditation, a lot of Tonglen. And the thing that I'm struck by is how it's not easy. So I can be your model. And I'm also struck by how important it is for us to not give up on ourselves. How important it is to gain confidence and trust in our own compassion and our own ability to love, our own ability to drop it, to open up and let the storyline go and rest in some kind of clarity and spaciousness of our mind. So my personal experience in the last month of seeping myself in these teachings that I already was quite familiar with has been that where we all start, unless I'm the exception to the rule, I think this is probably true for all of us, we all start as a very mixed bag of being able to connect and feeling completely disconnected. So this is to say, as I each day would, I had these little cards there's 59 slogans, and one of them is printed on each of the cards. Correct all wrongs with one intention. So that was my slogan for today. Correct all wrongs with one intention. Comes under point six. And so every day I would like shuffle the deck and just pick one out. And I had a little stand that I stuck them on. And I would just kind of look at it. Sometimes I would move it around, put it in the kitchen or bedroom or wherever. And then so this morning, correct all wrongs with one intention. Now, I've been studying these for a long time, but these ones that have one and two and three and stuff, I always have to look up anyway. So then, over breakfast, I got out Trungpa Rinpoche's book, Training the Mind, the root text for this course, and also B. Allen Wallace's book, Passage from Solitude, which is a really a good one. These are the two I happen to have with me, and I just looked up to see what both of them had to say about this slogan. And then sometimes I also use the Dingo Kensi's book, which is a great one, and the Yellow Book by Jamgon Kuntral, which is a good one, and any that you can find, really, and you just see what different people have to say about the slogan, and then with some confidence that you know at least what it means, you try to put it into practice. So correct all wrongs with one intention. I thought, wow, this is a good one, because this is the essence of Lojong. Because the idea here is that when things are tough in our lives, when things are difficult in our everyday, ordinary, ongoing situations, which is to say that we're feeling anger or very, very lonely, feeling some kind of grief or self-pity, perhaps, or we're feeling left out or betrayed, or we're feeling inadequate, or we feel we've just made some kind of mistake, or we're under a lot of stress. This is pretty much the story of most of our lives. Speed and stress, and things feel difficult. So the idea is that how to work with that. And so the encouragement of these teachings is that no matter what is happening in our life, we see it as a vehicle for awakening compassion and for awakening this capacity to open our mind and think bigger, to take a bigger perspective. So the one intention is what is called arouse the bodhicitta or awaken the bodhicitta. So this whole retreat is really going to be an exploration of this word, bodhicitta. So correct all wrongs with one intention. If the one intention is to awaken the bodhicitta, today, as I say those words, I'm expecting that many of us don't have a clue what I'm talking about. But I'm intentionally keeping the Sanskrit word, instead of translating it into English, to keep it free of associations as much as possible, so that we can actually explore a word that we don't have to deconstruct it. Say, like a word like compassion can be pretty loaded with our preconceptions, and then we have to sort of unload it of all the negative and positive connotations that we put on it. So maybe bodhicitta, possibly, hopefully, is a little more unknown territory, and we can spend this 6 weeks trying to explore what does it mean to rouse the bodhicitta or awaken bodhicitta. And so what does it mean to correct all the difficulties of our lives or to apply bodhicitta in all the difficult situations of our life? What does that mean? So that's really what we're going to be finding out, and I'm sincerely hoping that by the last class you have more of a sense of what this slogan means than you do right now. That the 6 weeks could be the illumination of this particular slogan, to correct all wrongs with one intention.